check.
Check plus. Okay, so first we need to address our hiatus and explain to everybody that it's all your fault.
I was here the whole time.
No, you were traveling. You were hither, yither, and yon.
I was.
Hither, thither, and yon.
And we're working on a hither, big project.
Hither, thither. But we're not allowed to talk about that yet.
Oh, that's right.
So while you were gone, and I was looking for things for us to talk about, and you sent me this article on this CIA agent that went rogue from the Smithsonian, which is way too boring to talk about. I sent you this article about scary places that were the inspirations for your stories.
Yes, you did.
And there were like 10 of them, from Wuthering Heights to The Exorcist.
Why is Wuthering Heights scary?
You know, I don't know. I never liked Wuthering Heights. I hate to say that because I'm a huge lover of, you know, Pride and Prejudice and Jane Eyre, as you well know. Wrote a song about it.
I had a clue, yeah.
Yeah. But Wuthering Heights just never grabbed me. It always seemed like such a selfish little pain in the ass story that, I don't know. The characters just, it's like Casablanca. Everybody in the world likes it but me. So I just don't talk about it. Do you think it's scary? I mean, I guess there's a ghost in it.
I don't think it's scary, but I really like it. And I'm a little scared. Oh, my power cord just fell off the table for no reason. That's creepy.
I think it's the spider that lives in your guitar.
Spiders. So, you know, we did the yard hunt this year in spiders.
You do the whole, like, we dress up the yard for Halloween thing.
Yes, we do.
And you did it all based on spiders this year?
Charlotte's Dead Web. Yes, we did.
Are there pigs?
There are no pigs, but that's a good idea.
I would definitely have dead pigs all over the place. Maybe like just a little pig's head on a spike.
We better have pigs this year, because pigs next year isn't going to happen, apparently.
Why?
Because of the drought.
There's a drought of pigs?
There's a drought of the planet, and pigs are part of that.
Pigs create drought?
Because you're a bacon eater, right?
Well, in the sense that I eat bacon, yes.
Yeah, well, you should stock up.
You're going to upset Sean when you talk about there being a bacon shortage.
I'm here to share the information that I have.
So we're going to have a drought next year?
No, there's... Let's just talk about The Shining.
Okay. Is this a global warming thing? So anyway, well, I was going through these pictures of real places, and one of them is the stairs that the guy falls down.
Oh, but wait, before we get too far along.
Yes.
So back where we were talking about Jane Eyre, do you remember that part?
Yes.
Someone asked me if the song Plain Jane and Proud Elizabeth was about Jane Fonda and Elizabeth Taylor.
In what world is Jane Fonda plain? I was inspired to write a song about Jane Fonda and Elizabeth Taylor.
Yes.
And they were the fundamental architects of me. Yeah, that's
how I pretty much put it.
Okay, so let's talk about scary places now, because now I'm demoralized.
Sorry. Do you know I don't like scary movies. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
However, you're aware that they exist.
I have watched The Shining several times.
Have you watched The Exorcist?
No.
You've never seen The Exorcist?
I've seen the first 20 minutes of it.
You're such a wuss. Okay, well, anyway, there's this really scary scene where the guy goes falling down the stairs. It's like, I don't know, one of the most famous scenes in movie history of the last 100 years. And that staircase actually exists, or it's stairway, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, it's really cool. But moving on, the Stanley Hotel was the inspiration for The Shining. Not where Stanley Kubrick filmed the movie, but where Stephen King actually stayed with his family when he came up with the idea.
It's awesome, right?
Yes. So it's like this hotel that was built in like the early 1800s. No, early 1900s. I get the hundreds confused. So, but that's not the part that's cool. The part to me that's cool is that the hotel completely embraces this. They're not like, oh, you know, hiding that under the covers. They're like, no. They have like a spooky tour where you go through and they talk about the ghosts. They supposedly have in-house ghosts that don't like you to touch the piano and that fold clothes, which I think would be awesome. If I had a ghost that did my laundry, could you imagine?
Life would be way better.
So I think we should just domesticate the undead. I think that's awesome.
There's our startup idea.
Yes.
We will domesticate your undead.
Yeah, but ghosts. I don't want zombies because I don't want to like be parts askew. First of all, the dog, would be bad, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No. Liver falls out and then you're going to be like, no, don't eat the undead.
You realize you just blanked out during that whole discussion piece.
Anyway, you'll be editing that out. So also at the hotel, other than domesticating the undead, They also show The Shining 24/7 on the in-house channel.
That's cool. Where is the Stanley Hotel?
It's in Colorado.
Like, it really is up in the middle of the mountains, in the middle of nowhere.
Yes. In Estates, Estes, I can't read. I need glasses. Something Park, Colorado.
Estes Park, yeah. Look at that. That's cool.
I think so. I mean, but doesn't it look like the Grand Floridian at Disney World? Except in the mountains and not on the water and in Florida.
Other than that, yes.
It's a giant... I mean the structure of the building. You're such a pain in my ass. Okay, so like the fog in the mountains doesn't say Florida. I get that part. But the white buildings with the red roofs, the, it looks just like
just the like Grand Floridian. Just like the Floridian. Yes. So they sell red rum mugs there.
They do not.
They do. They have a Stanley store.
I need a red rum mug.
Yeah, that's wicked cool, right?
You know, I still don't have my glow with the show ears. I'm very disappointed in my friends who live in California right now.
I was going to say, someone was going to do that for you, right?
Yes, but they haven't gone to Disneyland. They think that's an excuse to not send me my glow with the
show.
Okay,
get this. They sell a 217 keychain, a 401 keychain, and a red rum coffee mug.
That's just awesome.
Oh, no way. In a kid's firefighter uniform.
And they sell big wheels?
That's creepy. No, no big wheels, but they should.
Oh, red rum. Do you remember early in Second Life, there was actually a Shining Hotel?
Oh, we should look for that.
Yeah, we should find out who that was and put it in the notes.
No one reads the notes.
I know, but then we'll know. So we might be on hiatus again because you're traveling and it's all your fault when we go on hiatus.
Pretty much.
So that's good to know. And you're going to have to explain to me about the pigs afterwards.
I'll send you a link.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.